Then the next stage is the stage of the double meditation of Tara and the whiteness. Here, in this stage, the figure of Tara appears instantaneously. There's no building up. It just comes. And the comparison is, it's like a fish leaping from the water. There's a silvery flash against the background of water. So here, Tara just emerges. She just sort of pops up against the whiteness. And in this stage, one visualizes the form or the figure of Tara, and one sees or experiences the voidness at the same time. The two are not contradictory. The two interpenetrate. So far in the practice, when the void was there, Tara wasn't there. When Tara was there, the void wasn't there. But here, you get them both together. Just as in the Heart Sutra, there's the identity of Rupa and Shunyata. The Heart Sutra says, what is Rupa? That is Shunyata. What is Shunyata? That is Rupa. There's no difference between them. What is form? That is void. What is void? That is form. No difference. So Tara here represents form, Rupa. Rupa also means body. And the void, of course, is the void itself. So in this stage, we realize the truth of the Heart Sutra's teaching. We realize it through practical experience. We realize the truth that the noumenal and the phenomenal, the absolute and the relative, these are not different. These are, if you like, one. And also in this stage, we identify ourselves with Tara, and we identify also with all other beings that we see. And whatever we hear, we are supposed to identify with the mantra. If anyone says anything, we're supposed to feel or to experience that this is Tara herself speaking. This is the mantra of Tara resounding. And in this way, identifying ourselves with Tara and all sentient beings, we become ourselves embodiments of compassion.